Hashtag we love number one sports digital radio station in Africa.
So today we're going to be chatting to Karen Strauss, who's the chairperson of the Tswane Netball Federation. Karen, good afternoon. Good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. Good morning. No, I'm fine. Thank you. And you?
I'm fine. Thank you. Already taking it to the afternoon, trying to speedily get to this big award ceremony that we're waiting for, the 2020 Tswane Women in Sports Awards. And for the Tswane Netball Federation to be nominated must be a huge honor, Karen.
Yeah, I am very, very proud of the achievements, you know, the past season or two of Tswane Netball. As chairperson, you know, we couldn't ask for better two seasons in terms of our performance at high performance level, in terms of a lot of training that we've done, a lot of membership that has grown here. So many good things. We just, I'm very proud.
And, you know, Karen, if you could elaborate to us exactly how many sub-regions Tswane Netball looks after. And, of course, taking a look at the nice, clean sweep and a wonderful sweep of medals during 2019.
Yeah, yes. I actually refer to a very golden year we had because all our women teams had won their finals in the, in the all the divisions. But yeah, but our other priorities, our regions, where we at the moment have the seven regions in Tswane, from one to seven, they're not all as active, but you know, we're growing members. We have put structures via my vice chairperson, Rihanna Bassan, has put a lot of structures in place. We have very strong leagues already in Region 1, where Jabu Musonga is there in control of that. Also, Region 4 is coming on. Region 7, very, very strong there with David Musonga as well. They're going strong. Region 4 is picking up. So, yeah, we're getting there to ensure that they're also part of. We already also had one of those players that made the SR21 training squad, on Dele Makutu. So, yeah, the players are coming through. They are getting to our performance squad now, and that's what we want at the end of the day for everybody, for a pathway, to create a pathway for players to make national sides at the end of the day.
Karen, I like the fact that you're speaking about the golden year that you've had, and even though you do note that you still have a lot of work to do, you have done a lot of work, not only in those regions, but also making sure that you provide guidance, financial guidance, relief funding, especially during the time now that we've just gone through with COVID-19, first aid workshops, team management. You even have tournaments where you've got team placings.
Yeah, especially for those, every year some clubs are struggling to have continuity in terms of players. Yeah. So every year we have that tournament, so you can decide, do you want to play against the strong looks of Tux One, they are feeding national players in their team. So if you feel that you're not, quite up to the standard, then that season you can, according to the placement. And then we want to invite some of those regional top teams to come and play in our strong, our strong, which we call us is the Region 3, actually, that is, the city center and at Pretoria itself. And that's why we will try and identify and see through funding if we can, make them also super clubs, that they can be competitive on all levels especially. But yeah, I think it was just great in terms of everything. I think in a way COVID was also a blessing to us because we did a lot of capacity building, our link with Gauteng Netball and Tswane Netball, because three of our committee is also serving on the Gauteng committee. We've done a lot of training in terms of coaching, umpires, technical people, managers, I think it was more than 1,000 people and even at school level, we just, it was so fantastic. Even I had to sit down and it revised all my coaching manuals, things that I can provide information, because I think we're lacking. I was actually thinking the other day, we are lacking in all the other countries, there's a lot of dominant coaches that is writing coaching manuals. And we only have our level one and level two and level three coaching manuals in our country. Nobody has done that before. So I'm trying to create a type of a workbook as well. And yeah, we do all the little add-ons for our players to have confidence and also to be a very to stay competitive. Experienced people, through the years, I think the leadership, what is probably the reason for our success. I must also add that a club like Turks, you know, it is general knowledge that in Nepal, where your district is competitive, that you have a strong university behind you. And that is what Turks also provide. They also, you know, get opportunities first for training. Those top players go into our sub-regions and they do training for the coaches and for the players. So the add-ons there in terms of the experience is also very, very valuable.
It's very nice, you know, Karen, when you speak about the region and how you guys are able to work hand in hand to make sure that the whole entire region becomes a great netballing region and could only go forth with that name, the City of Champions.
Yes, absolutely. And I think, and I need to add that we are not halfway where we want to be with our sub-regions. There's a lot of potential, but there's a few challenges, especially in terms of financial challenges. Mm-hmm. It was a bad year in terms of membership. You know, the players couldn't afford to pay the registration. So what we did this year, we also just let them pay this little amount that we need to pay to Nepal South Africa. So to enable them to be part of our 20 teams going to nationals, but therefore you need to register to Nepal South Africa as well. So yeah, it's fantastic. It's still a gold mine out there. We still need to dig in there and hopefully we can grow. We need to have more than 700-800 members, you know, affiliated members. Because they don't all affiliate, they actually at the moment is associate membership that they form part, but they still do their own leagues, have their own committees, everything. But they also, you know, they are part of the big cake and they're also getting the training and the experience of the 20 people.
Well, when you speak about digging for that gold, I bet it would be very nice to complete that nice year of a golden year by taking the Federation of the Year at the 20 Women in Sports Awards.
It's always a blessing, but yeah, that is not what you need polish in our blood. And we've done it year in and year out, and that is what we love. And that's what we do, you know. If we win it, it would be so special, but still, we will still focus and we have our objectives. We have our, you know, at the end of the tunnel, we know what we want to achieve. And, you know, it's fantastic to have those acknowledgements. But but still, that is a game we love and that's why we do it. And I have a bunch of fantastic leaders in my committee that is just working tirelessly for free to achieve that.
And, you know, you're also up against quite strong federations, the Blue Bulls Women's Rugby, the Gauteng North Life Saving, and the Gauteng North Figure Skating.
Yeah, I know. You know, for me, at the end of the day, you know, just for women's sport to get that acknowledgement. Yeah. It doesn't matter who's taking it at the end of the day, because we're all winners at the end of the day in terms of the hard work that you put in. Because, you know, 90% of those sporting codes are amateur people. That is, you know, it's time, it's effort, it's money, and you know, and that for me though, I just want to really praise and I want to salute the people for putting this together to just acknowledge women's sport in Tshwane.
You know, we'll definitely pass that message on to organizer Munira, because you're very, very right. She is tirelessly working to always honor women. And this is really a great way to celebrate women. Because, I mean, take a look at the different federations. You've got figure skating, you've got Blue Bulls Rugby, you've got a Netball Federation, you've got life saving. So it's really taking a look at all those corners where nobody ever shows.
And it's an opportunity to rock shoulders, you know, with everybody and see what is working for you, what is not. So I think we need to do more stuff like that just to interact in terms of, you know, growing women's sport in Tshwane.
Yeah, no, you know, when you talk about rubbing shoulders, before you know it, Karen, you might just be taking a break from those netball coaching classes and going for some figure skating.
oh my goodness. I know, okay. I'll stick with my abilities.
Yeah, but that's what it's all about, rubbing shoulders with women and really acknowledging the great work that was done. Congratulations, Karen, on the nomination for Tshwane Netball Federations. Good luck on all your future endeavors, and really kudos to all the great work that you guys have already done so far.
Yeah, okay. Thank you so much. Appreciate speaking to Tshwane Netball. Thanks a million.
Super.
This is Vision View Sports Radio, your one-spot stop for all sporting codes.